It is a simple thought. And the thought is, you wonder why I'm sitting down. Well, I'm supposed to be wearing that boot and I can't really feel my foot right now. And so I'm going to come down here lest I fall. Fall less down here. And Miss Sandy, I wouldn't go far. I wouldn't go far. Because if I go down, just start singing, all right? Here is kindly my fault. Here's my fault. What's going on? What is going on? What in the world is happening? What are we seeing? What are we beholding? What in the world did we witness? What is that that I'm feeling? What is that that is moving? What is that that is churning? What is that that feels like it's turning over on the inside of my soul? Well, you have to know, number one, it's not me. Because I can only go as far as your ears. Many of you have been here before. You have listened to me preach. You have listened to the choir sing. It is not the sound of words. It is not the cunning of a preacher. Because if it was the cunning of a preacher, I would do this every Sunday. I would get the choir to sing a certain song every Sunday. But it's not the song. It's not the choir. You say, preacher, then what is that? Well, let's do some deductive reasoning. Number one, where is it beginning? It is beginning from deep within. What you are feeling and what you are sensing is not coming from your eyes because there's nothing to see. We don't have what you would call an absolutely modern building. I'm not a good-looking preacher. I hobble and I cough and I hack and I think I have the flu right now. It's not something you can see. So then if it's not something you can see, you have to go further. If it's something that I feel, then what is making me feel that way? Well, let's do some deducing. We have not played some erratic song that has elicited your emotions. So it can't be some overtly passionate song. So then what is it? Cole, what is it? No, sit down, buddy. I'm just talking to you. I'm just you're good. Cole, what is it, baby? If it's not starting in here, and it's not starting here, but it's starting here, Cole, you're a smart boy. Who's the only person that can get to your heart? That's exactly right. It's Jesus. But I didn't see him walk in. I didn't see a sandal-clad man walk in. I didn't see a man with a beard and a girdle over him. I didn't see that come in, so who was it? Well, you remember, there are three persons to the Trinity. There is a Father, there is a Son, and there is a sweet Holy Ghost. You say, but preacher, I've been in churches and I've never felt, I've never beholden, I've never sensed this before. That's because, brothers and sisters, the Holy Ghost has been cast out of most of the churches in our town, city, and state. He is not welcome in the house of God. People don't want their program upset. The pastor has got to get in his 3 points in a poem. The choir has got to sing the songs that they have laid out. We have got to do this at a certain time, and we've got to do that at a certain time. And if we have time for God to move, then we'll have time for God to move. But if we don't have time for God to move, then we won't have time for God to move. But brothers and sisters, this morning, let me encourage you in a matter. There is a very real God, help me, Holy Ghost of God. There is a very real Savior in heaven. And He did dispatch a very real Spirit of God. You say, preacher, how do you know that? I'll tell you how I know that. Because as a 16-year-old boy, I had the same feeling that some of you have right now, where you felt like if the bottom opened up under you, you'd burn forever in the lake of fire. And you wanted to know, is there hope? Is there life? Is there something that can take me beyond this place and beyond this life? And the sweet Holy Ghost of God told you that there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. But there is a way, and there is a truth, and there is a life, and His name is Jesus Christ. I met that man as a 16-year-old boy when he had a head-on collision with my soul, and he won the battle. And when the dust cleared and the smoke settled, I found out I'd been given eternal life. I'd been given a home in heaven. I'd been given eternal hope and eternal glory by a man by the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, there is somebody that needs to be born again, and you're fighting, and you're fighting, and you're fighting, and you're fighting. And you will continue to fight until you give in and give in to God. You can't save yourself, and I can't save you. Jesus can save you. Now, Cole, let me ask you a question since you're so smart, young man. If Jesus is the only one that can touch your heart, if you let Him into your life, doesn't it feel a whole lot better? You think so? Have you done it? You sure have, hadn't you, baby? Amen. Now, I want you to tell them how good it feels. Good. You say he's just a child. Yeah, see, that's your problem. Jesus said that if you don't have faith like a child, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. And that's why some of you will spend forever in an eternal place called hell. Because you've gotten too smart and too intellectual and too educated, and your education's going to take you to hell. And then for the child of God this morning, can I encourage you in a matter? God is still God. I told somebody yesterday, I left that wedding and I got in my car. I didn't feel like driving. I said, Eric, if you don't drive, we're walking. I ain't driving. I've had preachers mad at me this week. Since we announced that thing last Sunday about whatever we were doing here at the church and the church growing and having to add more space, I've had preachers call me and tell me I was prideful, I was arrogant, I was boastful. We thought we were somebody. You think you're big. You think you're bad. You just wait, big boy. Your time is coming. Friends. People that wanted me and had me to preach for them. Stab you. Hurt you. Cut you. But child of God, I don't care if everybody in the world turns on me. I still don't have an excuse to turn on Jesus. And neither do you. Some of you have been so poked and prodded and stabbed and betrayed by friends and family and people that called themselves Christians. You say, I don't think they're Christians. I don't have time to figure it out because I have a job to do. And some of you need to shake off the hell that the devil's giving you this week and get your eyes back on the Lord Jesus Christ and give it all back to God because God is still God. And you ain't gonna do anything about that. Some of you have let so many things keep you from the Master. You say, this is not a good sermon. You have been sermonized to death. You've heard so much about Jesus that He means nothing to you anymore. You've heard so much about God and the church, He means nothing to you anymore. What you need to be able to do is to sense it all the way down to your toenails. Now listen. I'm going to open these altars up. And if you need to be born again, you know you need to be born again. You'll split hell wide open if you don't. And I'm going to tell you what my friend Phil Kidd told Friday night. He said, if you don't do it tonight, I'm not going to promise you there'll be another chance. I'm not going to scare you. I'm just going to tell you the truth. If you go to hell, it will be because you wanted to, not because you didn't have the chance to trust in the Lord Jesus. And child of God, if you walk out of here with no peace, it won't be because the preacher talked too much. It will be because you chose to sit still and not give it to God. So this is what we're going to do. Miss Sandra, you grab that microphone. I want you to sing it again. Whatever you want to sing, you sing it. Now you come on up here and let's stand all over the building, front to back, side to side. You need to be saved. You come on. Come on. You need to be born again. Child of God, you make the way down to this altar easy for them. Young people, old people, teenagers, moms, dads, you need to come. That's good. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Sing on, my sister. Sing on, my sister. Sing on, my sister. Amen. That's good. You need to be saved right now. Right now, sir. Right now, sir. Right now. Right now, sir. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Heads are bowed. Eyes are closed. Nobody's looking. But just you and God. Don't you let that sound system mess you up with God. That's a devil. Don't you worry about it. You sang on, Miss Sandy. You need to be born again. Come on.
If you've got a problem,
young man, right now you need to come.
I sure
come on,
would
you know you need
like
to come. I know you need to come. You need to come right now.
There's one special way I
one step
can show
right now
you I care.
Amen.
can offer.
You go to hell, that's your deal, not mine.
Opinions.
I've given you the
that
opportunity.
Might prove untrue for the only sure answer. Here's what I will do. I will talk to my Father for you.
Come on, right now, step out.
And if I know
Good,
my Father,
here's what he'll do.
Here's what he will do.
Amen.
He will lay at your feet all the things you pursue. It's no bother, for my Father will do it for you.
That's good. That's good. Come on.
I have never prayed fire down from the sky. Oh, but God saw each tear that ever fell from these eyes. So if you've got a mountain so high you can't climb, I'll take your burdens and I'll make them mine.
Amen.
I will talk to my Father for you.
And if I know my Father.
And if I know my Father, here's what he will do. He will lay at your feet all the things you pursue. It's no bother, for my Father will do it for you. I will talk to my Father for you. And if I know my Father, here's what he will do. He will lay at your feet all the things you pursue. It's no bother, for my Father will do it for you.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I come in the name of Christ my Savior. Now, Lord, I have tried to be obedient to the moving of the Spirit of God. I don't know what time it is, and Father, I really don't care. Because, Lord, I'm not on a time. I just want to see you move. Now, Jesus, please, will you speak to the heart of the one this morning that has turned aside? You do what only you can do for the child of God whose heart is broken. Please glorify and magnify your name by helping them and strengthening them and using them. I need you, Jesus. I need you. I'm so useless without you, it's not even funny. But oh God, have mercy. Have mercy. Don't stop speaking to them. Have mercy on them, O God. In the name of Christ, I pray. And all God's people said together, amen and amen. Well, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do.